I think a lot of farmers will be extremely disappointed by the outcome of the council meeting in Europe this week. I've described it as akin to a sticky plaster for a gaping wound that is the farm income crisis. While the council meeting was taking place on Monday, I was actually meeting with representatives from the ICMSA and the IFA, and they were telling me, as they had told ministers before they went into the meeting, in no uncertain terms, that the continued price volatility in several sectors would force farmers out of business if it wasn't addressed. I think dairy farmers will be especially disappointed by the outcome of the council meeting. Expectations for the meeting were already very low, given that the Irish government submission to the process made absolutely no reference to the need for an increase in the intervention price to alleviate the incredible strain the farmers are under. An increase in intervention price would be the one tool that's available to the council that could have had an immediate positive impact on price, and unfortunately that was an opportunity that was missed once again. This is well over a year now that we have been calling on the council to increase the intervention price that's in place for dairy products. At the moment, the price stands at 21 cent per litre. That's way below the cost of production. So basically, the Commission and the ministers are saying that they find it tolerable that dairy farmers are producing at a loss. There was some elements of the deal that was announced that will see some positive response. I hope the €5,000 increase in the allowable weekly state aid assistance is welcome. But again, it's wholly inadequate, and we need to appreciate when we're dealing with particularly dairy farmers, they've seen a 40% fall in prices since 2014. And my overall fear is that the measures that we've seen this week will result in the need for another emergency council meeting in the near future, where at that point it's likely that they'll have no choice but to implement the types of actions that I, as an MEP, and farmers have been demanding over the past year. I just fear that for some farmers it may be too late.
And your belief, shared by the farm organisations, is that the government is taking the wrong tack here, it's taking the wrong focus, and isn't really putting its efforts where farmers really need them to be.
Yeah, and we'd welcome the government's calls for a reintroduction of the aid to private storage and for an increase in the limits that are in place. But on their own, and these are very small measures that have been agreed this week, they're not going to be capable of dealing with the issues that we're looking at. I would argue that there's a need to look at the entire system of intervention. And while the government's position for an increase in the quantitative ceiling will be welcome, of course, it's never going to have the desired income for farmers so long as the product is going in at a lower intervention price. In other words, if the intervention price is only kicking in at a level that's far below the cost of production.